Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stepping into Mastery, where you will be taken into the dimensions of higher consciousness teachings to tap into your master soul and become one with all that is. So each month we'll be gathering in with many messages from the masters, and I look forward to the essence of your own presence.
Hello, everybody. Nora Walks in Spirit here, and welcome to Telepathic Tuesday, the last Tuesday of the month here in June, when I bring in the Infinite Masters and they give us a heightened activation and a little bit of knowledge of what's coming up in the next month. And sometimes the Masters come in and give us a teaching. Sometimes they give us a word of knowledge for the planet. So we just never know what it is. And I like to do some sharing. I've been moving into the higher aspects of the quantum fields, as many of you have been recognizing that there's a higher pitched ringing, a higher awareness of tapping into a very still vibration of a very still beingness. I guess you'd say that we are not alone when we're sitting in our own time of stillness, and that we are finding it a lot easier and a lot deeper to connect into our inner child, to our inner soul being, and to breathe in a very beautiful consciousness of light. And for me, I have been finding the deeper the energies come through, the higher the clearing and the lighter I'm feeling in my inner mind, in my inner body. So I'm not looking for any dramatic changes. I'm not expecting anything to appear, but there's an inner knowing that I have, that I am transitioning and transforming within my molecular structure. Sometimes the eyes are a bit blurry. That's just the focusing. And I know that that is simply that for one moment or two, I am just traversing into a higher state of consciousness in that telepathic super consciousness state. And so it will be a little bit blurry and focusing while in this dimension. And so I'm really believing and feeling and have this inner knowing that we are being delivered a new wave of oscillating in two dimensions simultaneously. Now that sounds kind of crazy, but the reality is when you do go into these activations with me that I teach throughout each month, I am taking you into a higher state of a higher consciousness of your inner mind and your inner being, and you're traversing with me into these grid systems of higher dimensions, yet you're sitting in your body and you're in stillness and you're in quietness of your mind, and your mind is quietly incepting these higher dimensions of consciousness as you're breathing in and following along with me in the activations. So it's very gentle. It's very peaceful. And you're in a column of light where you're always protected. And you're with my infinite beings that are always monitoring and guiding all of the groups around the world that are sitting with me. It's a beautiful web of light. They call this, for me, with my medicine background, with the Algonquin medicine, they have named it the hoop of oneness many, many years ago. In my shamanic training, I heard, we are in a hoop of oneness when you are teaching, and we gather all souls into a hoop of oneness. And I received that message back in 2009 of building a consciousness into a higher state of oneness by gathering souls in a hoop of oneness. And so every time we're together on Telepathic Tuesday or Gateways or any of the adventures that the masters take us on, we're always in a hoop of oneness in the realms. And so wherever you are, your master soul is hovering into a higher state of consciousness and connecting into this hoop of oneness that is beautifully orchestrated of highest intelligent light beings called the Infinite Ones that work with me. And so we are here and now connecting into the higher dimensions more and more, and these Infinite Masters are starting to gather into your aura fields and moving into a oneness frequency also. So each time we get together, the network of our frequencies starts to harmonically tune into a beautiful vibration within the hoop of oneness, and everybody elevates, everybody accelerates. And then the infinite intelligence starts coming through me. And so the reason why I'm giving you this information is because originally the Telepathic Tuesday was just guidance and understanding and getting to know me, getting to know the infinite beings, and getting to know some teachings. But as it appears in the past month or so, the teachings are becoming more elevated and more heightened journeys are being delivered, which tells me all of you are accelerating, because the masters don't give me these downloads of activations if you're not ready to soar. They know who you are and what you can do. They know that you're ready and thirsty just to go up another notch, I guess you'd say, in your own soul's evolution. So tonight we're going to move into a hologram consciousness. And that sounds like, what the heck is she doing? Well, you know what? You people are all ready. So they say that for your own energies, your own conscious mind, your own inner body, your own inner child wants to soar, wants to keep tapping into the super consciousness and to step into seeing in the higher universal grid systems. You want to see through the super consciousness. You want to see those holograms that sometimes you see in one of the activations that you follow through with me. So to me, it's kind of like I always hear my inner child saying, well, let's go, let her rip. I've always heard that many years. They say, let her rip, just let's let them take us where they want to take us. And off we go. And for some of us, it's a learning curve and it's an exciting curve. For others, it's just a huge assemblance of an awakening and a door opening. So that's where we're going to go tonight. We're going to just let the masters take us on into a journey, into the beyond, and you're going to arrive on top of a platform, and when you get on that platform, the journey begins. And so I'm not going to do a teaching tonight so much as I'm going to take you on an activation, because there's been a lot of information coming in. That's the thunder. A lot of information that's been coming in with the 6-6 gateway and the solstice. Just experiencing a thunderstorm here. So I'll just get organized, get our feet nicely anchored on the ground. And should this storm, it's an electrical storm, take place, and the system goes out, I have my recorders on, so it will be recorded, and I will have it sent to you by individually. But that's not going to happen. We're just going to, as they say, let it rip. Here we go. We bring in the stillness and to align and to a heightened frequency of stillness. I'm going to be calling in my infinite masters and the higher beings that step into my aura fields, bow down into my heightened vibratory consciousness fields and speak through me to you and to many of you who receive their light also. In the stillness, there are crystals of light particles forming columns of light, protecting you, monitoring you, and building a heightened vibration of light intelligence into all of your aura fields. The many strands of light beings, of infinite masters in light intelligences that you cannot see but feel arriving around you. Is elevating your consciousness. We are here, child. We are arriving from many dimensions of grid systems of time. And the portals and sacred ley lines of rock structures and formations and hieroglyphs are opening and awakening on this planet. The systems within systems of our heightened value systems are recreating your telepathic connections through those of you who are tapping into your supraconscious minds. We are here from the dimensions of grid systems of time to amplify and rewire your telepathic cords of connection into infinite dimensions of your timelines so that you would traverse and soar into the dimensions of your soul civilizations in these telepathic cords of light. You cannot see these telepathic cords of your superconsciousness. Yet you are breathing it in each day now so that you will begin receiving your own connections to your own civilizations that will embark you to soar and receive and transmit from your own timelines, of your own grid systems, when you are ready. It is about breathing in the stillness and the connections that will align you into the universal web that we are showering upon this planet. And that you would step into these heightened vibratory fields in the superconsciousness of this web of a universal grid system that connects you to many other universes also when you are ready. Is allowing your cellular memory to be encased in a light intelligence that sparks open and cracks open your originating crystal consciousness. Breathe in the crystal consciousness now. And even the golden creator consciousness surrounds you now as you are listening to the crystal consciousness that is seeping into your inner mind's eyes, inner ears, inner minds, so that you may feel your holy I Am presence moving into your human states so peacefully now. Relax and breathe in the gentleness around you. Become aware of how your body is anchored through your foot chakras into Gaia. As you are listening and feeling these infinite masters arriving around you, purifying, washing and cleansing your aura fields, your inner minds of old thought forms. In order for you to connect into the stillness, these energetic bodies of your aura field's consciousness must be fully cleansed and washed before the infinite strands of light beings may enter and create a matrix field of light around you to receive and connect, to receive and transmit to one another. And so we ask now, as these higher masters of all masters who walk with you, your own spirit guides, teachers, Elohim, councils of light, to place their essence in your columns of light now, so that you may receive these divine adjustments and connections without interruption. Breathe in the stillness once more as these higher frequencies are adjusting in your aura fields within the column of light around you. There are councils of masters that is assembling around you now. Your own inner conscious soul being and inner mind has now spiraled and arrived into a higher platform above the 10th chakra, above the crown. It is a shimmering, glimmering crystal platform that a council of light beings has called you upon. This platform has just appeared and is hovering above your column of light. Visualize this crystal platform above you now. And as you arrive onto this platform, you see your own spirit guides and masters who know who you are. They recognize you and greet you in a waveform, in a spark of light, in a shimmering hue. Breathe it in. In gratitude. The other body of these divine masters and councils of light from the beyond dimensions that you cannot see but are particles of light and strands of diamond shimmering essences. Are in waveforms that you are breathing in now. You are breathing it in into your soul light being. And you are breathing in the consciousness that what you're seeing of an image of your own crystal light soul's consciousness that is standing right beside you on the platform. It is in the waveforms of light dimensions of who you are. And this image or similitude of your own light soul consciousness is of light particles and waveforms that these other masters and spirit guides and teachers who you know do recognize this image. And you are feeling your own crystal light soul consciousness within you now. You are feeling this essence as you are breathing it in here in the body. Yet you are visualizing and seeing this image of your crystal soul light consciousness in particles being introduced to these councils of masters on the platform. How invigorating to be in a oneness connection far beyond yet deep within of who you truly are, of a spiraling consciousness, of a super consciousness, of a human consciousness. And your bodies are incepting these consciousness threads of transmissions of light particles that is moving from your master soul's presence into your inner soul child within your body. Way, way down, down below the platform. And I'm on the edge, so you are sitting in stillness, yet you are on a platform of a heightened vibration of a soul-like consciousness. And simultaneously, these energies of light particles are transmitting, and you are receiving and transmitting, receiving and transmitting from far up on the platform of a higher consciousness, of a higher crystal soul essence of light intelligences, where we all are gathered in this now moment on that platform with all of our masters and all of the councils of light. There is a hoop of oneness of these councils of masters of light who are adorning all of our soul's light consciousness of who you are, being recognized and connected. Breathe in the councils of masters now that is assembling more light around your master's silhouette in its image on the platform. Visualize its empowering essence that is transmitting a light presence into your body now, and breathe that in. This council of masters that is with you is a council of five beings of infinite intelligences. You may see the five sparks of light on the platform of these five infinite beings that have just arrived. Breathe in their sparks of light. These are infinite dimensions, yet these are five councils of the fifth dimension and beyond. Lighting up five infinite chakra portals of the head. And bringing forward information for all who are listening and receiving and transmitting now onto one another on the platform. There is information that is being delivered to their inner hearts and inner minds down below, sitting and listening. There is an evolution of time in this year 2021, the year of five, that this council of five arrives to establish the fifth dimensional frequency into the hearts and minds of all living creatures and species who will be telepathically and uniformly moving into oneness of a consciousness of their own ancient timelines and of their own soul's evolution of light. This infinite intelligent council of masters has called you onto the platform in a chamber room at this time, and it will dissolve when they leave. They are bringing forward the grid systems within your systems of your chakra body systems and opening up your aura bodies into a higher intelligence that will calibrate many new species of dimensions of your own timelines that you will be breathing in each day now through your aura bodies. Have a light essence, have a light matrix, so that you may delicately elevate in your own conscious mind into a telepathic superconscious mind that is here and now on this platform, preparing you, preparing your body, preparing your soul to recalibrate and reestablish who you are in the soul body to the soul light essence of a divine presence that will begin to journey home back into your body and to become a crystallite form of a divine light intelligence. You can see all that you hear and all that you feel in this heightened platform where you are in a chamber room is a hologram of your own journey that lies ahead of you, that will recreate you and return you back into your human form at any time. You simply receive the light essence of your light intelligence on this platform and become aware of the adjustments of the knowingness, the peacefulness, and the abilities that will be preparing you to become a hologram, a light intelligence information, to receive the hologram of infinite intelligent information into your human mind, human body, human soul at any time. The illusionary vibrational consciousness that you have now will be behind you, not within you. For you will see from this platform on many occasions when you begin to soar into the super consciousness, yet sit in your human consciousness, and to reveal and to receive and to adapt into the many templates of grid systems of your soul's timelines of who you are, of any dimensional timeline of grid systems or portals on this planet that you have walked in mastery of or played in or taught in, or healed in. For in this hologram of who you are creating of, in itself, there is a light frequency that will empower you to see, to hear, and to feel of these dimensions of your time when you are ready. This is the abilities of this fifth dimensional consciousness that these five infinite light beings have arrived for us today to recognize that what is here. It is no longer in the illusionary mind. there's no more of a thought form that is so far away and untangible. No, it is here. And some of you will become shapeshifters. Some of you will become seers and prophets from these many timelines. And the sequences of the images of these holographic fields of star systems that you will see and feel while you are traversing in your sleep state and meditative state, not just the stillness state, will all welcome you into any corridors of your soul's timelines. How fascinating. That your bodies will begin transforming as they are receiving, as you are breathing in the light intelligences more and more each day, and you are thirsting for the higher vibrations to shift and elevate you out of your dense body's consciousness, so that you will breathe in the light particles of light intelligences into any ache, pain, restrictive bone, muscle tissue in your body, and ask, heal my body, heal my mind, transmute all lowering consciousness fields from my karmic timelines that are no longer needed in my human dense form, for I am transitioning into the crystal light essence of the fifth dimensional consciousness. And I am tapping in to the superconsciousness fields of my telepathic mind to align into the holograms of light consciousness on many of these platforms that are arriving. But how will you know this is happening? Well, your eating patterns, sleeping patterns will begin shifting you, and you will begin traversing more in your stillness states quite frequently. You will be bathing in more of the light, and you will be infusing more of the liquid light energies of your conscious mind. Yeah, and the intelligence of these five council members, well, you will become acquainted of their essence through your own soul light essence. They will be waiting for your arrival on the platform each day, for they will always be imploding intelligences into your consciousness and to bathe the cellular memories within your cellular molecular structured bodies while elevating your consciousness form on this platform. How does this appear to be real? How does this appear to be? It is in your visionary mind. It is in your all-receiving body and mind. And your own master spirit guides will be your guardians to place your consciousness in this protective shield of a hologram while you are traversing. And for some, you will see your own symbol or pattern or hue, not just a sphere or a pyramid. It may be a varying vibration of a sacred geometric platonic frequency of diamond frequency. It is for you to discover in your visual mind as you see your image of the hologram housing your divine soul light essence of its own dimensions and civilizations. You will see, you will feel, and you will know on many journeys. It is not to occur, to appear, to be in reality in your human mind, in your human form. No, it is in a traversing of your light consciousness in dream state, sleep state, patterns of meditations will appear also in your stillness state, and you will soon become and grow and expand into your own soul light consciousness from within as you begin receiving and transmitting more light from your hologram of a visionary image of who you are on each journey. Breathe in the stillness once more and feel the essence of your own being standing on the platform, receiving more light, intelligence. And feel these quantum fields around you. You are in the quantum quadrants of a higher realm on this platform that allows you to radiate the light into your body, yet into your higher conscious body. You are awakening you are transmitting you're receiving star seeds of light particles are blanketing your all-knowing inner bodies of your inner child now being blanketed by the crystal star essence of your crystal light soul. Wrapping its light around your inner child in a blanket of knowing. You are becoming oneness of its consciousness today. We are breathing in the new consciousness that you are blanketing your inner soul child of a new light essence. And it is amplifying and transmitting a light vibration of a light consciousness into every cell of your being. You are breathing in your soul-like consciousness into your body. It is of love. It is of light. And it is harmony and peace to your inner heartbeat, to your inner child, of your soul being. Aba adadi and chitiru we shuro into this new consciousness of these unseen light strands of divine intelligence is arriving more and more each day and is transmitting into all of your conscious hearts and minds in every breath you take. Even as you are resting in the stillness, you are incepting new knowledge in telepathic waveforms from your soul's light consciousness that is adorning you and encapsulating you with heightened vibrations of light. And all of your soul's dimensions of time will soon be elaborately weaving and operating through these holograms in your visionary mind, to be encased within your aura bodies. You are breathing in more of these light waveforms of love, light, intelligence on this platform, while you are also breathing in this light intelligence into your physical forms. It all is in complete oneness in this now moment. Your bodies will be transforming more and more each day. The density of your bodies will be shifting and elevating as you continue breathing in the light particles and transmuting the low energies out of your body. And your superconscious mind will begin developing your mind and your soul into a higher frequency more each day in gentleness of the stillness that's around you. The masters of five in the Council of Infinite Master Beings of Light Intelligences are bowing down and radiating a high shimmering essence of a high-pitched ringing as they begin soaring higher and higher above this platform, leaving you now in a coning essence that is sealing you, encasing you in their light. You are now able to traverse back to this platform at any time as your soul light essence and your soul light footprints are there waiting for you to arrive at any time back on this platform. We ask that you begin spiraling gently back down as these infinite council of five light beings soar above and beyond, housing threads of light as your soul light being transmits and spirals back down into your human form of your human consciousness. The quickening of your elevating into the light consciousness within your body that you are breathing in now will continue every day. As you feel and know and then soon see these holograms of your soul light consciousness building a network of love into all that you are. It anabadiya chichiradu. Breathe in this essence once more that you have seen on the platform and felt of its frequency, of your soul light essence and its intelligence. It is within you now. It is encasing your inner mind, inner mind's eye, of a quantum consciousness that has been delicately unveiled to you today on a platform. Your columns of light surrounding you of a higher intelligence now, empower you. Ignite a higher light quotient in your aura bodies now, that you will become more sensitized in your aura bodies of any lowering consciousness, any lowering thought form of your mind when it arises. For these infinite council of five masters will be continually transmitting a heightened super light conscious thread into the matrix field of your aura body for you to transmute and let go of any attachments, of any lowering consciousness that is not of this infinite light field. Breathe in the power that is embracing you and empowering you now of your own column of light that is sealed of a higher consciousness of infinite light intelligences. Feel how powerful your aura body is as it is being washed and cleansed in signatures of your soul's frequencies begins aligning in to your aura body now. This is the network of consciousness that you will be building each day of your aura fields throughout these summer months, preparing you for the 7-7 gateway, where a platform of a higher dimension will be appearing, of a higher council of light on the 7-7 gateway, where infinities of infinite rings within rings of light master codes will arrive on the 8-8 gateway. But you have been introduced today, preparing you for these gateways of the summer months to infuse you and prepare your conscious soul body, soul mind, and soul being for when that moment arrives in the fall equinox, when you will be stepping in to your own quantum field of all being, all knowing, all seeing. We have delivered the message for today, child. We have placed signature rings in their aura fields of their master soul beings' timelines to lift their auras out of these old equations of soul timelines into elaborate infinite light strands of light particles of their hologram journeys to begin. In the platforms of light, we do receive and await their next journey. It is done. Breathe in the higher stillness that is wrapping around you and sealing you and protecting you until we gather on the 7-7 Gateway platform. Move your toes around a little bit. Press your hands together to ensure this higher frequency is embedding and integrating into your body. And your conscious heartbeat is breathing in this beautiful essence that is still flowing through your crown chakra, through your inner mind. And all that you are hearing around you is the peacefulness that you have moved into a super consciousness, yet been peacefully settled into your human consciousness, this oneness of your soul's light essence swims through your body, ready to tap into it anytime. So thank you for being here tonight in this higher state of moving into a platform where holograms of light beings, of light intelligence could meet with your consciousness today. These higher grid systems of time that I've brought forward or wrapped around each and every one of you will still be oscillating when you go to sleep tonight, will still be there when you wake up in the morning. So take it easy. Don't move around too fast. Don't get into heavy conversations at this moment. You want to integrate and just let these higher networks of grid systems of dimensions beyond universal dimensions that I've brought forward as timelines that will be recreating you, rebuilding you, revitalizing you in your aura bodies. Just let it settle in and breathe it in when you can and drink lots of water each day. Anamaniya Tuchu, and we'll see you all on the 7-7 Gateway. Thank you for being with me, and thank you for being a master of light to your inner soul child. Bye-bye.